93.7 WEEI. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, and another person on the Rich bandwagon.
Not just another person, one of your favorites, your Dan Shaughnessy. I mean, it's like all the classics are agreeing with your take. I'm surprised Grantland Rice hasn't come out and said, I agree with you, Rich.
Listen, man,
let's take that old taggy off. You don't do this to a baseball skipper.
When Shaughnessy's fro says it, then it should happen. So thank you very much, Dan Shaughnessy, and your curly coif. I am a huge fan of his take on that, that indeed they should get rid of that stupid interim tag. It's dumb. It's dumb and it's stupid, and there's no reason that they have it. The one thing I don't have any kind of real answer on, and this is something that I'm sure someone like Rod Bradford or could do some digging on, is that, you know, is there a chance that they could go this entire season, not give him the interim tag, and then another team swoops in and signs him
and offers him a lot more money? According to Rob, the digging he has done on it, he is signed through next season under his AAA deal, and that still applies. So the Red Sox would have the rights to him, and in fact, during a lockout, he could theoretically go back and manage Worcester, you know, because that team will play, which is mind-blowing, you know?
Okay, but there's something different about that, because you remember how, like if you have a contract as a coordinator or assistant coach, if another team offers you a head coach, doesn't that, like, if it's a different position, doesn't that mean that you can get out of your contract? Isn't that what it is?
I think that's is that a hockey thing where if you get, like...
If you get a promotion from somebody else, doesn't that mean that, like, you can get out of that contract? I don't know. All I know is that if there's even a chance of that, what are you doing? And also, it's just, like, it's a dick move. The guy's, like, earned it. He's absolutely earned being the manager, and right now... They're going to eventually give it to him, and it's kind of theater. But if it's theater, then just do it.
I think they actually want to just prevent. There is still a chance they could collapse. I don't want to say it's a good chance. I mean, technically, it's an 8% chance, according to FanGraphs, because 92% odds of making the postseason. So maybe they just want to wait till they clinch, and the day they clinch, they'll give him a new deal. I mean, maybe that's something. I don't know.
And then you know what's going to happen the day after? He's going to get an enormous deal from somebody else. Like, I mean, Chad Tracy has already proven to Major League Baseball that he deserves to be a manager. And whether it's for the Red Sox or for someone else, next year he is going to be a not interim. He is going to be the manager of one of the many Major League Baseball teams, without a question.
I do like him. He's got good qualities. Now, he might be a little soft. We do get that, you know, accusation. He's got to be tougher on these guys. We had a caller suggest that earlier. But I just think he handles things well. He's got a very slow heartbeat. He's pretty good as a public speaker and face of the team. So there's not a lot not to like, you know, just experience. That's it.
Can I tell you something Chad Tracy does that it's one of those weird things that if this team continues to win, he's going to look like a genius. But if for some reason they blow it, it's going to come back and people are going to point at this. You know, after the team was late coming in from Colorado, we actually asked him about this when he had Chad Tracy on this week. Actually, no, we asked Siegler about it. After the team came back late from Colorado and got to play the Yankees, and they arrived at like 5 o'clock. The team went on this tear, but since that moment, Chad Tracy ended up making the report times for the players way later than like almost any other. I've never heard of report times this late. It's like 4 or 5 o'clock. Usually when a team has to arrive at the ballpark, isn't it usually around like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, it must change. It differs for each team, but yeah, it's pretty early. Yeah.
But now, and according to Siegler, we said, you know, is this like a superstitious thing, or was it something that Chad Tracy actually believed, you know, helped you guys play better? And Siegler said, it's great for us because, you know, we play a lot of baseball, and it gives us more time to spend with our families. It gives us more time to, you know, be away from the game. So when we show up, we're just ready to play. Now, that is one of those comments that, as I said, could go one way or the other. If they win, you could be like, man, this guy, he's a genius, can get right into their heads. He's like a psychiatrist. He knows exactly what they need and what brings out the best of them. But if they lose, it's like, you weren't taking this seriously. You were letting these guys go jack around with, like, friends and family and screw around instead of being in there getting their workouts in. And I find it so fascinating because I've never heard of a manager having these report times so late. Like, they're really late now. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, according to the players, it was like, what, like 4:30 or 5 o'clock that they can show up now, which is kind of hysterical, seeing that we've we broadcast from Fenway, and we see how many people are there at 5 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. No, I just went out. In fact, I just took a little stroll out in the outfield here, sick brag, at Fenway, and watched a little BP. Jaron Duran's out there throwing a ball off the notch in center, and fans are watching him, and he's doing his workouts. And it's 5 o'clock. It seems like there's plenty of time. Even if he just showed up 10 minutes ago, that seems like enough time to me. I mean, I don't know what. I guess there's cage work, and you're saying like. Weight room stuff, is that what you're saying? They need to get in and get that?
Not even weight room stuff, but like the stuff you're talking about. Just, I mean, like, you know, getting out and, doing what they do in the field. I've seen them, like, taking grounders before and just, you know, getting, like, some sort of on-field workout in. And it just, I'm not used to this. And to be honest, none of us have played the game at this level. So I don't know exactly how much of that you need to get yourself warm for one of these games. But all I know is that when we asked Siegler about it, he thought it was the greatest. Right, he was like, man, we get to hang out and do more, and we don't have to show up as late. And
the inmates run the asylum, basically, is what, you know, kind of what it is. But they're not making that many mental mistakes that would make you second guess it, right? If they're like missing signs or, you know, being shoddy in the field or whatever, then you would focus more attention on it.
Yeah, I mean, since that moment, I mean, that's when they went on that tear. So, right. I mean, like whether or not that is the genius of Chad Tracy or it's just – happens to be a coincidence, and as I said, if they end up blowing it, I guarantee it's gonna be one of those things people are gonna look at. But right now, it seems like it's working, and it was kind of funny. I like Siegler's just so we get to hang out with our friends and family longer, and it's just like not usually what you would hear a polished player come out and say. But I mean, he was being honest. He was being 100% honest, and he thought that is something that helped this team play better, and my God, it doesn't seem to have hurt him that bad. I mean,
Devers would have loved this. He would have shown up like first pitch. You know, if he sure, by the sure. way, here's a quote Cotillo had from Devers, which I think is very funny, ironic. He was asked how he'd like to be remembered by Red Sox fans. Quote, I really don't know, but what I'd like to say is that I play baseball the right way. I play very hard. I always give 100% for the team. End quote.
Yeah, except for when you don't want to play the position that they ask you to, and you
don't think that's how he's going to be remembered necessarily, there, Rafi. But
Once again, yeah, he was a dick at the end, but not enough to boo. Like it wasn't something that was like I don't think it's boo worthy, but I do. I mean, especially for all that he did beforehand. I mean, my guy, the guy obviously had a zillion home runs for this team.
Well, as one texter points out, 865. I'm not sure where that is. Devers isn't helped by the fact that many of his really good years came in seasons when the Red Sox absolutely sucked, which makes him easy to forget.
Sure. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
It is kind of a good point.
Yeah. I love that guy referenced the Pablo Sandoval belt smashing open picture because it's truly one of the all-time, oh my God, this is a bad contract moments. Sandoval, my God. I remember when they got him, they had pictures of him with like a stuffed panda, like, oh, the big panda's here. And then it was just like, I'm eating. I'm just going to get fat. There's that picture of him when he was supposed to like watch his weight. Remember that picture of him with the giant sundae? And he's the happiest he's ever been. And you're like, I'm eating.
What a disaster that was. 508 texter, if the team shows up at 5, they should make Duran report at noon so he doesn't make a mental mistake, which he does at least every day. Oh, so Duran is such a polarizing figure, is he not? He's like either loved and you buy his jersey or you just hate him. I mean, Arcand is like, I heard Arcand off the mic last night. He's like, oh, Duran's the problem. You know, like people just get down on him and he could be part of the solution. I still have a little faith in Jaron.
You can't get rid of him, according to one of the callers, because he brings the dames to Fenway Park. He's the eye candy. There was a guy who called in, and literally that was his reason why you couldn't get him, because hot chicks show up because of Jaron Duran. Well, there you go. I guess maybe he's the one. He's bringing all the women here. All right, 617-779-7937. What's that?
Succubus.
Yeah. Let's not get into that. Teddy J is all about the succubus. All right, we'll take your calls next.
Tonight, Sox and Giants. The Mass Mutual pregame show starts at 6:10. First pitch, 7:10. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.